Oh, hi, you squirt. Hey, whoa, whoa. What crawled up your ass and died? Rough day, huh? You failed a test. Well, what did you get on it? Oh, hey, come on. That's not that bad. You said there would be a massive curve on it, right? Oh, that was with the curve. Oof, that's rough, dude. I'm sorry to hear about that. Well, how's that pet project you were working on going? You told me that some make or break files were finishing up soon. I understood exactly none of those words. Oh, okay, well, surely that didn't invalidate all of your work, right? God, that sucks. Hey, you have that date with that cute girl tonight. You seem pretty excited to meet up with her. She what? No, gimme. I need to see what this little shit muffin texted you. Oh, wow. She sure seems like a prissy little bitch, doesn't she? Well, you don't need that in your life anyway. I can't believe there are some people who are still speciesist in this day and age. Oh, well, and by the way, don't listen to what she said. I think your ears look adorable, okay? And your tail is super fluffy. I mean, not as fluffy as mine, but... oh, damn, boy. It sounds like you've really had the stuffing beaten out of you today, huh? Like, everything's just gone to hell in a handbasket. Well, I can't fix what's already happened, but maybe I can make your day a little bit better with some cuddles. So, come on. Come lay down with me. Yes, I'm serious. Come on. Come on. I know you want to. Nope, I am not having it. You have had a shitty day, and I am not going to let you have a shitty night, too. No, now you get your furry ass over here. Ah, that's good. Good boy. Oh, yes, I did just call you a good boy. And tell me, just what are you gonna do about it? Yeah, exactly. You are going to snuggle against me and enjoy it. No. We are going to cuddle, and no amount of wiggling or struggling is going to change that. Oh, seriously, I am so much stronger than you. Why do you think you can break out? Oh, gosh. Why are you this stubborn? Are you this stubborn with everyone that matches with you? Maybe that's why you can't get a date. Oh, shit. Look, okay, I'm sorry. That was really, really mean. But, like, come on. I know you're enjoying yourself. Oh, you aren't, are you? That must be why your tail is curling so coyly around mine. Oh, yes, I know, so embarrassing. How could I possibly have noticed that your apparent apathy is merely a cover for a meek and timid heart? Speaking of, your heart's beating even faster now. Oh, you are getting shyer by the second, aren't you? Oh, if you act like this on dates, ladies must just fawn over you, huh? That girl who canceled on you is totally missing out. If she saw you like this, I know she'd fall so in love with you. I know I have. What? Did I say love? No, slip of the tongue. Besides, why do you care? You're the one insisting that I'm torturing you with affection. I see. It's not that bad. Ah, well, that's wonderful to hear. I'm glad your resistance is finally waning. Now, are you ready to admit that you'd enjoy some head pats, too? Ah, not quite ready yet, huh? Such an adorable little hiss. Oh, is Kitty a little upset? Oh, he is! Oh, what a shame. Okay, shush, shush. I got it. Hey. Oh. Okay, enough of this charade, will you? Look, you're not fooling anyone. Honestly, I don't even think you're fooling yourself at this point. And I'm guessing you'd like some head pats now. Or are you just headbutting me for funsies? That's a good boy. Yeah, I know it was really rough today, but it's okay. We'll get through it, you know? Yeah, together at least. No, well, yeah. Yeah, I meant what I said earlier. Dude, I love you so much. You're super sweet and super caring. Probably a bit too caring, to be honest, but I mean, that's just what makes you, well, you know? And I know you try to act uncaring and aloof so, you know, you don't get hurt, but, like, I know that getting canceled on stings way more than you want to admit. And it's probably not helping that I'm dumping my emotional baggage on you either. I'm sorry. Huh? Are you seriously just now realizing that I've been flirting with you? Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't for very long at all. I mean, only just since you moved in. Yes! Are you that dense? Jeez. Bless your heart. You really thought I'd tease you so much if I didn't have feelings for you? No. No, sweetie. No, I would still sarcastically call you a good boy just to piss you off, even if I didn't, but I just find that shit funny as hell. I wouldn't be so touchy-feely along with it. I mean, I hate girls that give mixed signals like that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it. So, I mean, I guess you feel the same way? Ah, I think you do. Okay, then. Ask me. Ask me to be your girlfriend, silly. Yes, you have to. Why? Well, mainly because I want to see if I can embarrass you so much your head explodes. Oh, come on. I believe in you. You can do it. Come on. Oh, my heart. Of course I'll be your girlfriend. Only if you'll be my boyfriend. See? I told you cuddles would be a good idea. Oh, no. No, you don't get to pet my ears, too. No. Or my tail. No. I spent too much time pruning for you to mess them up. Oh, hey, don't you give me those kitten eyes. The answer's no. Okay, fine then. But under one condition, okay? You have to use your assertive voice. I want you to demand it. Yes, I'm serious. Oh, that's easy, you say. Well, go on then. Do it. Eye contact. You gotta look me in the eyes when you do it. Oh, it's not so easy, is it? It's okay. You can always try again tomorrow. Now, come on and get comfy. We've got a long night of cuddles ahead of us.